Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 34, Out of Control. Mark chapter 9, verse 20 through to verse 29. Losing control can be scary. We become ill, lose charge of our body or mind, and in floods worry. Or our temper is triggered and we are frightened of what we might do. Or we feel overwhelmed by life, dreading where we'll end up, unable to see how we'll survive. Losing control can be scary for us. And often, it's also scary for those around us. Jesus' friends know this experience. Being with Jesus has made them feel strong, like they're going places. Now, sure, he's unnerved them too. However, you expect that with impressive people. They're intimidating. Now, however, Jesus is saying that he's going to die soon. And that makes no sense to his friends. He seems to be spinning out of control. Now, of course, the truth is that we never really are in control of life. We like to think that we are, but we're not. You know, we can keep ourselves fit and eat well, yet still become ill. We can work hard, yet lose our job. We can try to have a good relationship, raise a family, yet see them go badly wrong. We can create a nice life, but see it ruined by the society where we live becoming a mess. Through history, across the world, human beings like you and me have found that we never really are in control of life. But God is. And Jesus' words have been saying that. He knows that really he is losing control. Not of his mind, you know, the way his friends fear, but of his life. Others will soon arrest him, hurt him, kill him. And nothing he can say or do will prevent that. Yet, he's not frightened. Jesus fully trusts God to bring good out of this. God is in control. So Jesus doesn't fear the way his friends do. And that's made plain by an incident which takes place. Whilst Jesus has been away, his team have been confronted with a hard situation. A desperate father with a son who suffers terrible fits came to them, the team. And with Jesus absent, the team tried to help the lad, to do what they'd seen Jesus do before. Yet nothing changed. And now, with Jesus back, the boy is just rolling violently on the floor. However, Jesus doesn't immediately help. He simply asks questions about the lad's condition, which just leaves the father frantic. If you can help, he says, do something. It's a prayer many of us have said to God when life has spun out of control. If you're there, do something. And then when nothing has happened, well, we've wondered if God was listening, or whether God is powerless, or whether God doesn't care, or whether God just doesn't exist. Jesus sees the same dilemma in the man's wide eyes. If you can, he says, if you can help, everything is possible for him who believes. Those words aren't just for the Father, but also for Jesus' friends. They so fear losing him. They can't imagine his death being anything other than total disaster. Jesus needs them to see that with God, no situation needs to be seen in that way. God brings life out of death. He does what we cannot. He never loses control of anything, no matter how scary it looks to us. And to prove that, Jesus heals the boy. And he does so in a way which confirms that this is more than natural. He drives away unseen spirits which have been manipulating the boy's vulnerability. But he does so to make this point to all who are watching, that true control does not sit with us, or with the forces of nature, or with the laws of science, or invisible spirits, or fate. One alone has control over life: God. So when his team come to Jesus and say, "Why couldn't we do that?" his answer was simple: "You didn't pray." In other words, you didn't really trust God. You thought you were in charge. What do you think? Have you prayed prayers which seemed pointless? That God didn't hear, didn't care, or wasn't there? So you gave up on him. Jesus tells us to do the opposite with those moments. In those times, God is actually asking for our faith, that we would place our trust fully in him, no matter how dark it gets. Jesus did, and was proven right to do so. Not easily. He would become like the lad on the ground, writhing in pain, darkness, and loss of control when they killed him on a cross of wood. Yet beyond that death, he lived again as God promised. There is life beyond our dark places, life beyond death, if we listen to and learn from Jesus how to put our faith truly in God. Thanks for listening. I hope you'll return for the next video, but before this one finishes, you've got a chance to hear the Bible passage read out. So listen to this true story and then take up Jesus' suggestion. Pray.
A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit, but has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "O unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So he brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for him who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can only come out by prayer."